My name is Professor TK the Chemist, and I am on the Dope Science Show. Guys, you better listen, 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 because this young lady is going to be putting down those atoms and molecules of science, technology, engineering, art, and math, trying to inspire you guys to go into the same thing and doing what we do best. So, yes, get with the Dope Science Show, the dopest science show of them all.
Hello, welcome to the Dope Science Show with Stephanie Lowe, a.k.a. Science Steph with Steph. Thank you for your ears and minds. I hope that the show sparks new ideas, new opportunities, and conversations. I want us to learn and grow. We are all curious, innovative, and experimental in our daily lives. We are all dope scientists. Welcome, welcome, you guys, to the Dope Science Show. You know what this is. This is Stephanie, a.k.a. Science Steph with Steph, and I've decided, you know what, this is the last episode of Season 1. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry, emotional. Thank you, guys, for listening. Am I going to cry? Yes. Thank you, guys, for listening to the show this whole season. Thank you all for working with me. Thank you all for cheering for me. Thank you. Thank you all for helping me grow as a person and helping me share all these stories. Thank you to all my guests who gave their time, their energy, and their souls in the moment that they share with you guys. I hope you guys have seen that we are all a part of this story called life, and we can fit into what I see as the future, as what I see as the truth as far as the universe. And I'm talking about science. And the reason why I put all this energy into the field of science, the thought of science, all of that, is because I feel like with science, you have to ask questions, you have to experiment, you have to test your theories, and you have to make a decision and come to a conclusion based on verified facts. And facts are the most important thing that we have as far as cutting through the bullshit that is our world. So I'm super passionate. Even if we don't talk about science in every episode, I'm just trying to make us aware of it. I just want us to be more engaged and have a chance to get out of the mindset that is the constant chaos of propaganda that's bombarded on us on a daily basis. I'm highly political, you guys. And science is one of the ways it keeps me balanced and sane. So thank you guys for sharing that journey with me. I hope you guys had fun. I had so much fun. I learned so much. I stressed so much, but it was mostly fun. And this episode is fun too. I finally made it through the tears to get to this point. This episode's fun too. I'm talking with my new friend. She's been here from the very get-go on my episodes. Just listened and just cheered me on. Getting choked up again. Her name is the Outspoken Diva. That is how you'll find her online. She has a legal name too, but right now I'm just in this a state of mind, so forgive me for rambling. What caught my attention about Outspoken Diva, she's so witty, she's so smart, and she's so encouraging. I was just like, I could feel the love coming across my screens through the blue light right into my heart. And I decided, oh, I found out she had a blog one day, and I went to her blog post. It's in February 2017. I'll put it in the links of the show. And she goes into this really great top 10 list of black girl nerds throughout American media. So we have Family Matters, we have Deliver Us From Evil, we have Jumping Jack Flash, and she goes into why and how she's identified them as black girl nerds. And I'm saying black girl nerds, but you guys also know that there's a community out there that is called Black Girl Nerds, and it was founded by Jamie, sorry, but this feeling of community is essential, and it's pulling us together. And even if you're not black, even if you're not a girl, you can still enjoy in the wonder of Black Girl Nerds. So that is why we are doing this celebration. So you guys have heard of blurreds. Blurreds are black nerds. Again, just self-identifying things that people have assigned themselves. And so I said, hey, why don't we do blurredettes? Because I love Alvin and the Chipmunks, and they have the Chipettes. Anyways, I just want you guys to know that she's awesome, and she's inspired me to reach out and build a community around women of color and black girl nerds. I am launching a website called blurredattv.com, and we're going to have Blurredat TV live chats, like Twitter chats, you know, and we're going to go through our favorite black girl nerds throughout media over the years, and we're going to celebrate them, and we're going to have fun watching movies and talking about them. I want to do movie parties virtually as well as live tweets. We are still working out the details, but next Sunday, which I don't know what day that is, so look at your calendar. Next Sunday, we will be launching our first chat and live party. That movie that we will be watching is called Jumping Jack Flash. Do you guys remember that movie from the 80s? Anyways, I want you guys to enjoy this upcoming conversation with me and Outspoken Diva. We're just geeking out with the biggest fan of my show so far. And we're creating this movement, this community, and why we are planning what we want to do to celebrate the black girl nerds inside of us. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. And thank you so much for sticking around in this episode. And thank you so much, Outspoken Diva, for inspiring me to come up with this idea. It had been in my head, but your blog post really helped me be able to communicate that more clearly. Because you're awesome. She's a great researcher. And hopefully we could work together more and more in the future. And I'm going to say it again. So now let's start the show. These are the things that you can do and the things you ain't supposed to. So where my brother when I think I'm getting closer? That's when I tend to think of Rosa. I once it took a seat to make a stand, but now I'm standing with that emo's demands. And they never thought and planning that a wish for us to sit would be a dose. This roller coaster. Whether tradition or religion, why you question my decision? Why you spend up all your time trying to get into my mind? Why everybody and they mama got to add to all my drama? Mad drama. Hell, if I'ma keep my dominating feministic hell, creating crazy, sexy, cool black in the palms of your player hater stands. My only chance of being free is to fly within me, and it's illegal to kill a eagle. A bird is never more important than my people. I guess we didn't need him, so I took away his freedom. Because free your mind and your soul. Don't make no guys come take control. Because you're young and now you play the role.
Hello, hello, you guys. Thank you for listening to the Dope Science Show. I'm so excited to have you guys here. And a new friend, her name is online, the Outspoken Diva. We've been following each other for a little bit. She's been one of the people who inspires me to keep putting my shows out because she's always showing support. Recently, I found out she was a blogger, and she wrote this really cool blog about black and nerdy awkward girls, awkward black girls, and how they've been portrayed in our media over the years. And it was really cool, and I thought we should connect and we should do something really cool and fun together. So I want to tell you guys all that because that's why we have this episode. Hello, Outspoken Diva. How are ya?
Hi, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
And thank you for having me on the show. You know I am such a fan, so this is cool to me.
Yeah.
I don't hear my nerves.
Oh, no. I don't hear your nerves. Let me take off my earring. I hear it hitting my phone. One second.
Oh, okay. I don't hear it.
Do you want to tell the audience a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Okay. Online, I am Outspoken Diva. That's where I am. It's really Outspoken _ Diva on Twitter. And then I also am a random blogger. That I just talk about things that are pretty much on my mind. And I also highlight a little bit what I do during the daytime. I'm a nutritional consultant. So sometimes you see a little food stuff show up every now and then. So, yeah, that's it about me and my blog. And on the offline world, my name is Chandra Weaver. So, yeah.
Very cool. Now, what made you, I'm assuming you're a nerd.
Yes, I am.
So what makes you a nerd? Why? How do you categorize yourself as a nerd?
I've been a nerd from way back. Like, I go back into, like, when I was a little girl and I started daycare. I have an older brother and an older sister. And I didn't have homework like they did. And I didn't want to go back to the school because they didn't give me homework. So, yeah, I mean, I regret that later on once I actually get homework. But I think I really identified and I knew that I was a nerd by the time I was in high school. And I was having discussions with people that people thought were nerds. I'm having discussions with them about, at that time, Power Rangers was just starting, and me and my friends, we would literally would be taping Power Rangers and watching them on the weekends and having these discussions about them, things like that. So that's when I finally was like, yeah. And then I'm always into quotes and sex and things like that. And So I think I actually recognized it when I was in high school. Oh, and I'm always reading. I'm always reading.
Did you always embrace it? Did you always feel like, I'm a nerd and it's all good? Or did you feel like you were trying to act cool or try to be something?
I tried to act cool for a while. Like, oh, middle school was a nightmare. And then I had this I had this phase where everything was, I don't even know if I spoke English for a while, because I used to have like I still have a bit of a potty mouth, but I used to have a big potty mouth and everything just so I could sound cool. And then I would like up the slang, you know, and I would be like, I remember one time people would look at me, I was like, yeah, do they have tanker rhymes? I was like, why did you say that like that? That's stupid. So, yeah. No, I didn't always embrace it. I didn't really embrace it until like one Sunday at church. The cool girl at school, me at church, called me a nerd. Uh-huh. She was like upset that I was gonna do my Black History report on this, and I was so angry. I picked up my purse and left out the sanctuary, and you know, I was like, I'm gonna show them. I'm still gonna do it. And then that's when I was like, you know what? You're not hiding anything. Just be you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool that you learned that. At a relatively young age, I definitely, I was always a nerd too, but I was in denial, I think, most of my life. It's like you don't realize you're brainwashed, you know, you're brainwashed
right,
to think
exactly.
that you're supposed to be a certain way. And even if you're not living the way like you think you're supposed to be, you still identify under that category. So for instance, you know, I didn't want to be a nerd. I sure didn't claim nerddom growing up or in high school, but I was doing nerd things, you know. I was doing nerd things, but I just was in denial, like, I'm not a nerd, I'm cool or whatnot. I found that I would identify my level of blackness with my level of nerddom or nerdiness, because I'm making up words.
I think I did. Yeah. I think I did.
Yeah.
I think I did.
How did you feel about that? What makes you say that?
I feel like finding out with my blackness, I also had to accept that being black is not a monolith. It's not the same thing that, as you say, being brainwashed or what. As I blame a lot of stuff on pop culture, what pop culture tells us it is, you know. So I had to accept that, yeah, this is how, the, you know, no, there are other levels. And we see them. I'll use the example. He's probably not the best example. When I was in high school, everything, you know, Ben Carson, the book Gifted Hands, first came out. Okay. And I realized, here's a guy who's, you know, this, you know. So, yeah, he's not the best example to use now, but, yeah.
Well, at the time he was.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He
went to the sunken place. Something happened.
Place. Exactly. Exactly. He went to the sunken place. But, yeah.
At first
but, yeah.
he was black.
Right. I got a lot of A's off of him in high school. So, you know, I was like, yeah. But now I'm like, well, I'm glad I got my A's out now, you know. So. But,
yeah.
yeah. He's not the, but, you know, there are people who are doing, you know, who are out here, you know, living their, you know, living not what the stereotypical picture, and they're
right.
still black, you know. And I had to actually see that and go, you know,
I totally
this is
do.
Not just my story. Mm-hmm.
It's and, weird because you think you're unique, but you're not. Like, when you talk to more people, you realize that they've gone through similar, you know,
right.
Journeys as well. You know, I definitely felt like I just didn't know, especially when you're young. It's just not knowing things. You think you only know what you know. And I thought, okay, black people are this, and they talk like that, and they look like this, and they sound like that, and they do these things. And, I didn't really grow up with black people myself. I was always, like, my family would be the only, like, black family around. And so I would get my images of what black people were from TV, just like all the other non-black people did. And I was scared of black people. I was like, oh, I'm just not cool enough. I'm not aggressive enough. I'm not, like, you know, all the things that I saw, I was just like, I'm not like that. And they're going to find out, like, I just had this, like, fear that I would be outed as, like, not being black enough, you know? And
living,
so
I
try to overcompensate.
Yeah. I live among black people. I've always, you know, I went to a black elementary school, a black church. I didn't go to school with white people until middle school. And it's still the same fear. Like, you're not black. You're not, and it's like you have to, you know, yeah, they're going to find out. I like that. They're going to find out, you know. And, yeah, it's the same feeling across the board. It's the same feeling across the board.
And it's funny, and I feel good. I feel plenty black now, just black and happy. because when I went to college, that's when I was around, like, other black people like me, you know, and I realized, they're human like me. They have feelings. They have insecurities. They don't think they're black enough. Like, it just became a common experience, and I realized that I wasn't special or exceptional or anything other than myself, and that all black people, like, they come in different styles and flavors, and we all, especially if you have the American experience, we're all undergoing that experience as well. That was also what was cool about being a kid and watching, like, Family Matters. I'm bringing this back to your article on your blog that inspires this episode. You guys should check it out. It's on the March archive. It's called, Yep, She Was Black and Nerdy and Awkward, and You Love Watching Her. And I, like, went through this whole article, and I was like, oh, my gosh, yes. Laura from Family Matters. Like, I saw her, and first of all, I just like watching black shows, and it was a good one. And it was cool to see a black nerd. I mean, I don't even think I saw a black nerd on TV before Steve Urkel. And then he was like the nerdiest of all nerds of all time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? And he wasn't cool. And he sure didn't make nerds look cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw myself in Laura, where she was trying to be cool and, you know, be a part of the popular crowd, but she still was doing all nerdy things, and she just didn't consider herself a nerd, you know?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And it was good growing up to see her, because I identified with her. Like, oh, I kind of see myself, you know? So, what was I going to ask you? So, who did you like better, Myra or Laura?
I actually did like Laura better. Myra was fun. Actually, my favorite was Myrtle, if you want to know the truth. I actually used to dress like Myrtle more than either of them. But out of Laura and Myra, I like
Myrtle
better.
Did you just say Myrtle?
Yes.
I forgot about her.
I used to love Myrtle. I used to throw shade at people like Myrtle. And being Southern, I used to kind of dress like that. So, yeah. But out of Laura and Myra, I like Laura better, because Myra, nowadays the term is thirsty.
Oh,
Myra
yeah.
Was thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, even as a teenager, it was like, this man doesn't want you. Baby, go find someone who really, I mean, yeah, you're attracted to him because you're a sapiosexual. I know you are, you're attracted to his mind and all that kind of stuff, but this man does not want you. Every time you look around, he's back with this, he's trying to be with this other woman. Baby, go away. So, yeah, I always lean more towards Laura. Because, again, I saw what Steve saw, because Laura was out here making straight A's, and she's exhausted because she's studying all the time. She's trying to sneak out the study. Nobody cool
you know
does
what?
That.
You know what? Mm-hmm. It's funny. I didn't even notice. Like, I just took it for granted she was studying and doing things, because that's just, like, what I did. But it didn't even occur to me until you put it in writing. Like, she was in the same classes with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, oh, wow. Yeah.
It didn't occur to me until I was an adult. And people, I read a think piece about how, and I've heard this a lot recently, too, about how Laura treated Steve. And I was like, that's not how that really goes. So I was like, no. And it's been like a few years since I read that think piece. I wish I knew where it was. But, yeah. And that's how I didn't see it until then. And I was like, wait a minute, Laura's a nerd. She was just like, and that was another reason probably why Myra was such in competition with her, because she probably saw it, you know, she saw it as competition. Because,
because she saw, because she probably saw what Steve saw too.
Mm-hmm,
and she was like, I'm a nerd. I'm doing the nerd things. And
I'm
into you. Like, be about me. And he was just like, no, it's not her. And Laura was living her life, not even realizing. And it's still one of my favorite shows, Family Matters. Definitely. I still have a soft spot for Myra, I think, because I've been that thirsty girl. I'm a confessing.
Yeah.
I've been that girl. I'm like, please. She's awesome. Like her, but you're right.
Like,
he's strong.
Yeah, you want,
Myra should have moved on.
Because I'm like, he doesn't want you. Like, now, you know, we talk about, you know, we want our young ladies, you know, have be empowered and stuff. Yeah, Myra could have had somebody, you know, come here. You know, like, Myra, where are your friends, you know? So,
yeah.
That was my only.
She needed some guidance.
Yeah, she needed
one. I think
one,
Laura tried
friends.
To tell her a few times.
Yeah, she did. But, I mean, who's going to listen to who they think their competition is?
Right. Exactly. True, true, true. I've got this need inside. I've got And then you brought up some other cool black nerds. Black, it's like, I don't know, I guess black girl nerds, that's what they're called. Black
Right.
girl nerds. That's,
Yeah.
All right.
Because we
that's
always talk about, they always talk about the only black and awkward black woman they talk about is whenever you see maybe a list or something is Freddie from A Different World. That's it.
Right.
Everything is always guy generated. I mean, that's not just with black women. That's with women, period. You know, when especially when it comes to nerdom. Every now and then you might see the second Yellow Ranger, Aisha, on the Power Rangers. You might see her. Every now and then you might see Aisha Tyler. But most time it's always guy. So, yeah, that's why
That's
that was
true.
another thing that drove me to write that post. You know, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then you brought up some old school. You brought up
Yeah.
Terry from Jumpin' Jack Flash, which I like
Yes.
saw when I was little and I loved it
Mm
immediately. And again, it seemed normal. Nothing seemed abnormal for her to be on a computer. Like,
Right.
it didn't seem
No.
weird for a black person
It
to be
didn't.
doing
It didn't. It didn't.
that.
I found her because I've watched that movie a lot of times. I owned the movie, and it never dawned on me until I was doing, because I wanted to make sure I had five people. I had like a couple of people, but it was, I was like, I need two more. And she popped out, and I'm like, I was reading. It was like a list of like black nerds. And like nerds and like TV and something. I have to send you the link. And I saw Terry from Jumpin' Jack Flash, and I'm like, yeah, everybody's into coding, and no, coding is a big thing in STEM. And why is she not coming up in the conversation? Because that's what she was doing, you know. And she, everybody's talking about, you know, like online dating and online friends and stuff. She was out and out. She ran to talk to the people at her job. She had to, like, she
I
didn't
didn't
even like
even know
them.
they had, you know, I don't even because I'm, you know, I, when I was born, we already had my first experiences. We had computers when I was like five, like in kindergarten, like the green Apple computers. And because I'm old, y'all, but so I watched this film, and I don't remember thinking it was weird that there was even an internet. I don't know if we had a name for it, but it was definitely like, oh, some sort of text messaging thing. Okay, you
Right.
know. And I'm glad you brought it to my attention. I want to rewatch it. I think we should add it to
Yes.
our thing. And
Yes.
I'll tell the audience what we're thinking about doing. And we thought it would be super fun because everyone should know about black girl nerds that are in our media and celebrate them and talk about them and cosplay and all that good stuff.
Yes,
So
yes.
I thought, inspired by Outspoken Diva's post, that we should do like a movie night on Friday nights. Maybe not every Friday night because we might want to do stuff. Did we say Friday or Sunday? I forgot.
Was it Friday or Sunday?
I forgot about this. Well, we will officially announce it once we
Right.
remember whether it was a Friday or
Right.
Sunday.
Was it Friday?
But
I remember Friday night or Sunday afternoon.
I feel like it was Sunday afternoons because you were
Afternoon,
like
okay.
after church, there nobody's doing anything but hanging
Yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so Sunday afternoons, yeah.
Afternoon, yeah.
And then we'll watch films like Jumpin' Jack Flash and The Craft, because we can't forget.
Yes. The craft. No, we can't.
Nope, because you know, that's just gonna be so much fun to go through all of these. You mentioned Deliver Us from Eva. I saw that
Yes.
film once. I never thought about her being a nerd. It
Oh,
didn't even occur to
see,
me.
I saw it immediately. Number one, it's another
You've
take
got
on a
nerd
movie.
radar.
Yes, I yes, nerdy and churchy. I have the radar. I have those. I awkward, nerdy, and churchy. I can spot it in like conversations. People don't know, and I just sit there and I'm like, I'll let you come to your when you decide. But yeah, I see it.
But you're like, I know it's, you're gonna come out. You're going to come out nerd, or you're going to come back in the church. I know you.
Yeah. You know, you got a little bit. You used to go. I understand, you know. And I understand we all go through something. You, just long as you love the Lord, be fine. You know, that's fine. I get you, you know. I see it, though. I see you because you speak way too much stereotypical stuff. I got you, you know. So, but
yeah.
Deliver Us from Evil was real interesting. And it, I know because I know the problem with it with me is because it's taken off of the play Payment of the Shrew. I know in the 1590s, you know, women were not supposed to be, you know, these things, you know, and, you know, a man is supposed to settle all of it. And that's a lot of big things with the stuff that the ladies that I was talking about, men were just supposed to, you know, it'll straighten them out, you know. And
right.
With deliverance
once you get
from
a man,
Eva,
everything will be good.
Everything will be good. And most modern takes adaptations on Payment of the Shrew, the woman is always kind of either awkward, nerdy, or, you know, or too smart for her britches. And,
and that's
I know
what makes
movie,
her undesirable, right?
Right. It makes her undesirable because there's also a movie, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Mm-hmm.
She's the same way. And it was like, okay, why are y'all still talking about this? But Eva was real unique because Eva, I kind of patterned my adult life after Eva for a little while because, again, I'm work in food and nutrition. And one of the jobs I thought about when I was still in college was being a food inspector. And I saw this black lady doing this job. And I was like, whoa. And most food inspectors, people don't really realize they have a lot of facts and numbers running around their head because they have to, you know, measure stuff. And, I mean, it's a food science. You know, it's part of food science.
Mm-hmm.
And Eva did something that was quite interesting to me. I mean, now, you know, we have the Big Bang Theory, and there's Sheldon Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
He only eats at certain restaurants. Eva, even though she had reasoning, she only ate at certain restaurants. Eva had her shoe collection, like, very immaculate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, how come no one sees Eva like Sheldon Cooper?
Sure.
You know, Sheldon Cooper finally dated. It didn't take anything away from her. And, of course, you see that Eva finally dated, and it only took off, to me, just took the edge off, if you ask me, because they still were upset because it was not going their way. You know, Eva was still not going their way so they can take their wives off to blissfulness, you know. Eva,
mm-hmm.
you know, she still had the facts, and there was even one of them was like, even her darn facts, you know. I was like, but no, y'all just thought she needed a man. So, yeah, Eva, yeah, I was like, okay, Eva is probably one of those characters that I wrote about that I really saw myself. Because I'm not a shrew like Eva, but I have the fact, I mean, I talk in facts, I talk in quotes, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that. So I understand.
Well, that's good. You know things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's okay to know things. And
right.
You know, I on my show, I often say, oh, yeah, I'm dyslexic. Oh, yeah, I wasn't into math, and I wasn't trying to be cool. I mean, I wasn't trying to be a nerd. But I never mentioned, oh, yeah, I was an academic decathlon and, like, the all these challenge bowls, and I, like,
exactly.
got second place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, yeah, I had my nerdy ways, and I wish if I could go back, I would have been a much bigger nerd. I didn't even take honor classes in high school because I was like, oh, I don't want to be with the nerds, not realizing that all the cool kids were in the honors classes. Because I was so
yep.
determined to be, like, backwards in a way.
Mm-hmm. I was the same way. My senior year, I didn't want to take, I went to a magnet school. So, you know, like for career classes and stuff. And I didn't
yeah.
want to take the class where all the smart kids was because I was being lazy and I just wanted to keep my, you know, I just wanted to be able to keep my GPA the way it was. So if I take this easy class, which it came out to be to my benefit because it was for food science, so I guess God had a plan.
It worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. Because, you know, I didn't want to take this class where they dissect sharks and stuff. So, you know, not that I had a problem with it. I just wanted to make sure my GPA was going to be all right. So I was being lazy. Like the, you know, like other kids, you know. So you
yeah,
know,
you're being strategic.
Yeah,
that's not so bad. I was not being strategic. I was just being like close-minded and short-sighted.
Right.
But
I
hey, we grow.
Right.
We
yes.
grow.
Now we know better. You know.
Yep. So I think we should watch Jumping Jack because I haven't seen it since I was a kid, probably. And
yeah.
The Star, I think that would be cool. And we should come up with other lists. We have to put on The Craft. That has to be on there. There's probably so many more, like, Blackner
so
movies, and I can't even think of them because I've never thought of them that way. It's going to be a little research project.
I know. Yeah, it's going to be a research project. I know. Now, this movie... I've only watched one of them, is a High School Musical. And I only watched
that.
I have a niece that's 21 now, but she was a little girl, and she would, like, make me, she would be like, "Hey, Chandra, let's watch this. Have you seen this?" And I'd be, like, sitting there. And that was the thing that, and I first thing I noticed that the smartest kid in the school was a black girl. And I was like, and that was, what's her name, Taylor McKesson?
Yeah, I don't know her name because I've never seen any of them.
She was not the title character, but the main character. I think she was, I don't want to call these kids' names wrong. Selena Gomez,
okay.
Was she the main one?
Oh, yeah, I think she
yeah.
was in it.
She
I think that's
her,
how Selena got famous.
Right. She was the title character, you know, the main character. Taylor was her best friend. And she was the president of the chemistry club. My niece finally came in after watching the third one. She was like, "Aunt Chandra, Taylor is a valedictorian." And I was like, I almost wanted to cry because at least I know that I made a difference that my niece would come in and notice to come tell me, you know, that Taylor graduates a valedictorian. That means a lot. Wow. You know, at least my niece.
Well, maybe
thinks
I need
that.
To watch this with my daughter. Like,
yeah.
I've never seen the High School Musical.
I haven't seen past the first one because I was like, okay, this is 2 hours of my life. I can't get past this. You know, I'm not really a big musical person. Like, I like some of them, but not all of them. And yeah, this one was like, no, but. She wanted to watch it. I'm like, okay, we're going to watch this. And that was one of the first things that, you know, I noticed. I was like, oh, black girl is smart. I wonder who wrote this. And then years later.
I know, I do wonder.
Yeah, I wonder who wrote that. And years later, during the when the Tyra show was still on, she had the young lady who plays her on there. And that's the first thing she said. She was like, oh, the black girl is smart. And I was like, okay, so it's not just me who sees this. Okay, that's good, you know. So,
yeah.
I wonder who
that's
it.
Awesome. We'll have to look. Did you come up with any hashtags? I'm I tried.
Only came up with two. Awkward Blurty TV or Awkward Blurty She.
Okay, so Awkward Blurty TV.
Uh-huh, or Awkward Blurty She, you know, like the
she?
Pronoun. Uh-huh, she.
Oh, she. Awkward Blurty She. Those are good. I was playing with the same things because I was like, I don't know. It's like you want it to be short so it doesn't take up all the characters.
Why?
That's the hard part. I'm like, or... It could be, I mean, we can brainstorm right now a little bit.
Right.
I'm like, I was thinking, but I felt like an idiot, like it was, Alvin and the Chipmunks, because I was going to say the Blurdettes. We can do the Blurdettes TV.
I like
Blurdettes.
That. I like that. Like the chipmunks. Oh my God, I like that.
Okay. I guess that's okay to be cheesy. That's part of it, right?
Yes.
So we could do Blurtettes TV or something like that?
Yeah, Blurtettes TV. I like that.
Okay, cool. Yay! Awesome. Glad you like it. Cool. So we'll do Blurtettes TV, and it's Sundays in the afternoon. We've got to pick our launch date. I don't know yet. We'll tell everyone after this episode. And and then we've got to pick our movies. But we can follow up and pick movies, but the show has to end, unfortunately. So I have a routine. I need to know your top three songs. No, three songs that you want to be the soundtrack for this episode.
Okay. Oh, Sunshine, that's on the Deliver Us From Evil soundtrack. You know, ain't nobody, oh God, I'm about to say, ain't nobody stopping. Ain't nobody here.
Okay.
It's on there. And it's a song by the Pointer Sisters. Hold on. By the Pointer Sisters, Jumpin' Jack Flash soundtrack.
Okay, hold I could probably Google it.
Yeah, it's by the Pointer Sisters. It's like something about chemistry and that kind of stuff.
And then
I guess I'm going to kind of hit it on the nose. It's a song I play it all the time. I probably play it a lot on, you know, when I get up in the morning. It's on the Panther soundtrack. It's called Freedom, but it's by, like, a lot of black singers, you know, female singers.
Yeah,
what
soundtrack is that?
The Panther soundtrack.
Oh, okay. And it's called Freedom?
Uh-huh. It's called Freedom. Yeah, and it's a wonderful, and it's gonna hit us on the nose, you know. We're free to be whoever we are, you know.
Awesome. Cool. And then you'll be doing the intro for the next show. So you'll say your name and that you're on the Dope Science Show, and you can ad lib from there, and you can take as many takes as you want.
Okay. Hi. This is Outspoken Diva, and you are listening to the Dope Science Show with Stephanie, and she is the dopest.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You're awesome, and we'll follow up and pick a date, and we'll pick, we already picked our movie, Jumping Jack Flash. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. So we'll pick a date, and we were so productive. We did it all.
Yes, we were.
But before we leave, before I say goodbye, can you tell everybody again where they can find you and the name of your blog? Because you guys should check it out. She's very outspoken, and she just writes what's on her mind, and I love that.
Yes. The name of the blog is Thoughts of an Outspoken Diva, and you can find it at outspoken.blogspot.com. Or you can find me on Twitter at outspoken_diva.
Awesome. And you guys, I'll put it all in the show notes so you guys can do that as well. And I thank you for your time, and I guess I'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
This was so fun.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you guys for listening to the show, and thank you for sticking with me. This is the last episode of season one of the Dope Science Show. I will be launching a new season, but it's going to have a different format. I want to experiment, and I really want to find where I want to focus on in science more. Like, I would like to be able to bring more value more concisely. So, for instance, I feel like you guys should know where the money's at. So I want to be able to share where to find money for grants, entrepreneurs, you know, startups, students. How do you find money, and how can you get into tech industry or some sort of STEM industry, even if you're not a scientist? But say, for instance, you want to get a job in the tech industry and you're secretary. Guess what? They pay better than if you were in another industry, even though you're doing the same type of work. I want to be able to share those kind of resources because I need them myself. And as I learn them, I'm like, hey, I'm going to share them. And I want us to have these profiles, which I've been doing. So I still will be booking and talking to interesting people. But I also want to have more original music. And so I'll be reaching out and planning that. And one of the best ways to open your mind to learning is to start with a laughter, right? And laughter is good for the soul. Not only is it good, but it opens your mind. And so I want to have stand-up comics on my show as well. So I'm kind of giving you guys the idea of what I want to do for season 2. I don't know how I'm going to all do this, but it's going to happen. And so there will be a break, but I will definitely let you know when I'm back. And I'll try to give you updates and say what's up in between. So until then, you guys, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for every retweet, every thought, every share. And I hope I inspired some of you to go into science or encourage someone else to go into science. I hope I inspired someone or made someone feel positive about themselves and what their dreams are, no matter where they lie. Even if you start in science and move on to something that's artistic, guess what? There's no separation. You can't escape science. So on that note, you guys, peace. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.